Everyone, I hope this episode finds you well. My name is Dara, and I am the host for the Dear Hallmark podcast. This is a podcast where I talk shop about Hallmark Channel, including Hallmark movies and mysteries, as well as Great American Family and Up TV. And this is just a little one-off episode. I felt inspired. I wanted to talk to you with this episode about my five favorite Hallmark destination movies. And this is as I know it so far, of course. We have, as I'm recording this, we have some coming up in the canon for Spring Into Love. We have two for Spring Into Love, actually. We have Love in the Maldives, as well as A Pinch of Portugal. So who knows where they will fare in my Hallmark heart. But as it stands, these currently are my five favorite destination movies. And this, I will say this in no particular order, but these just have a special place in my heart. So number one, I want to start with Love Locks. Love Locks is a Hallmark Hall of Fame movie that is set in Paris. And it was actually the first Hall of Fame movie that I watched. And I remember it being suggested as a Throwback Thursday review that I did last year. I think it was around this time, actually, or it may have been a little bit later, but I think it was around this time, and it stars Jerry O'Connell, and I forget the leading lady's name, but I know that they are married in real life. This movie, I remember it really feeling like a real motion picture, something you would see in the box office, and it captivated me. It's the scenery, the storyline, the performances, the chemistry. Everything about this movie made me want to blue skidoo headfirst into the screen to be where these characters were. And I just became so inspired by this movie. You know, this movie involves art because our leading lady is a painter who became a magazine writer. But her love for painting came alive again as she was in the city of love, which is Paris. So that is my first destination movie that I want to submit to you guys is Love Locks. Second, and this is a new one, I am shocked myself that I'm even saying this, but A Paris Proposal. You guys, we have another French movie. This movie here, Man, this by far has been one of my favorite movies of 2023. It gave me the feels that I look for in my Hallmark Channel movies. It is by far and large my favorite Alexa Penavega movie. And I had such a good time. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I have watched it twice since it has aired. And it is such a feel. It's such a cozy movie. It's just everything that makes me, it just reminded me of why I watch Hallmark. You know what I mean? Even though it wasn't explicitly Valentine's Day, the heart of Valentine's Day rang true in this movie with it being about love and just how much love was at the center of it. I really, really loved this movie. I really, really did. And number three, you guys, Unthinkably Good Things. Oh, it just tickles every time I say that. I remember I had the pleasure of interviewing the director for this movie, Terry J. Vaughn, around the time that the movie was coming out. So first, you want to be sure that you check out that interview. It was a dream. And besides this movie being a historic moment for Hallmark, with it being the debut movie of the Mahogany franchise from Hallmark Media, who they had in it, they did not come to play. And this was the best, in my opinion, the best movie that showcased female friendships. It showed, I believe those women so hard. You couldn't tell me up and down that they weren't friends in real life. And I remember watching their quote unquote Facebook Live or whatever that they now upload on YouTube. I remember watching it, and you could just see the camaraderie. These women genuinely had a connection with one another. And I remember them speaking about that in the Facebook Live. They said it was borderline scary how quickly they connected to each other and also the characters that they were playing. So everything just worked with this movie. I recently rewatched it and it just solidified how much I love this movie. And I'm so happy that this movie is in our life and that Hallmark did this movie. And it's on Hallmark Movies now for you to enjoy, as is Lovelocks. I don't believe A Paris Proposal is on Hallmark Movies now just yet. But I watch Hallmark Movies now through Amazon Prime. I don't use it as a separate app, but I pay for it as a separate channel on Amazon Prime. So that's how I watch Hallmark Movies now. Some people have the actual app. I don't have the actual app experience, so I can't speak to that. But I know with Amazon Prime, with how Hallmark Movies now is ran over there, it's great. And I like that it streamlines everything, because outside of Frndly TV, which is how I consume my Hallmark, Great American Family, and Up TV, Amazon Prime is a close second, and then Hulu. So now number four, man, just thinking about this movie. Whew, wow. Presence of Love. This one right here, Eloise Mumford, man, she did her daggone thing. This one is set in Cornwall, England. And I forgot to mention that Unthinkably Good Things was set in Italy. But Presence of Love being in Cornwall, England, this one, it hit so many personal levels with me having such a strong desire to want to travel internationally and to England nonetheless. But also the fact that our leading lady was a professor of romantic literature. I have such a strong connection to academia, to the university culture. And English was what I got my bachelor's degree in. So I always will have a bias to a movie if our leading lady is a literature professor. It just is what it is. Much like in Just One Kiss, she was a literature professor. That just elevated the movie for me. So the cinematography in this movie, the storyline, the depth, it was just so beautiful. And this one, I believe, was shown in March, and it stayed my number one Hallmark Movies and Mysteries movie until I saw Unthinkably Good Things. So you think for 5 months, all of the movies we got in between there, could none of them touch it? Only Unthinkably Good Things could touch it. But yes, The Presence of Love. Oh, such a dream. Such a dream. Last, but definitely, and in no way not least, is Love on Iceland. Now, a lot of people may not know about this movie, and I feel like this movie slides heavily under the radar. But this movie has the destination of Reykjavik, Iceland. And my first trip outside of the United States was a study abroad program that I did in Copenhagen, Denmark, to study Scandinavian architecture. I have my master's in interior architecture, and it was a part of that program that I studied abroad. While I was there, I had the wonderful opportunity to not only embrace all that is Copenhagen, but we also went for a week to Oslo, Norway, and to Stockholm, Sweden. And I've always made it a promise to myself that I would visit the other two Scandinavian countries, namely Iceland. The scenery is just mind-boggling. The amount of Icelandic Instagram accounts I personally follow is kind of embarrassing. But there is just something about Iceland and the Northern Lights that just gets me every time. And so when I saw this movie, I actually cried at the end. And I'm going to spoil it a little bit. When they showed the Aurora Borealis at the end, I cried because it was like, God, you know, this is what I wanted. It was like they were talking personally to me, saying, Dari, you're going to make it there one day. Like that was what I felt. And it just made me so happy. And it's such a cool movie. And I love that it took place in Iceland of all places. I just thought that was really, really cool. It was really out of the box from your Italy or Paris, you know? So I really, really appreciated that. So let's just do a quick recap of my five favorite destination movies. Number one was Lovelocks, which takes place in Paris. Number two, A Paris Proposal, which takes place in Paris. Number three, Unthinkably Good Things, which takes place in Italy. Number four, Presence of Love, which takes place in England. And number five, Love on Iceland, which takes place in Iceland. Send me a voice message and let me know what some of your favorite destination Hallmark movies are. I can't wait to hear what you have to say. That's all for now. Ciao, my friends.